How's your bush? Chappelle Roan, your bush impression. It's pretty good.
She's brilliant. I think she's brilliant.
That is good look, babe.
What do you think of it? Do you like it?
That's grand. I'm not sure about the slow downy thing. I just keep thinking of the stations. They forgot to pay the power bill. Jesus, electricity's gone again. It is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Someone put the money in the meter.
Meters? Did you have meters at home?
Did we? We did years ago, yeah.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
I think I missed that one.
Like, I don't think we had one in our house, but they were definitely around in neighbours' houses.
There would have been a thing in probably in the 60s and 70s, wouldn't it?
Like, yeah, you put coins in, don't you?
Yeah.
What happens when you run out?
Exactly. You run out of coins, and who comes to collect the coins? Was there a little fellow with a top hat and a monocle? Bring out your coins!
And a notebook.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, glad to say we have power this morning, and all is good. What are we doing today? It's Wednesday.
It is hump day.
Oh, yes. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they call it hump day, but nothing ever happens.
See how long that took me to get that?
Yeah.
You can tell it's only 9 minutes past
Men
six.
Versus women. The difference.
Yeah.
We hear words and have different meanings
I know
for everything.
Yeah. So
but
true.
It says it on the tin. It's hump day today.
Yeah.
What is going on in the world today? RTE have been given 725 million in public funding.
Brilliant.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's great. I'm so happy for
so
them.
So am I, yeah.
That's 725 million that could solve an awful lot of problems in the country. Yeah, exactly. Vic just did what?
Through the glass.
You can say
it's shocking.
Say WTF, it's fine.
Okay, yeah. WTF exactly. Is going on there.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I presume out of that 725 million, the governments are going to give loads of money to independent broadcasters.
You'd hope so.
And independent radio stations who also need extra funding for stuff. I'm sure they will, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. People are going to be ripped
up. Mind boggles, lads.
It really does. Who's up and about this morning? WhatsApp is open. 086-8104-106. John the Ref. How are you, Johnny boy? John's some man for the memes. He always sends in a very good meme or two to the show.
Does he?
Working class white lads have the deadliest banter. There's a guy who works on site with us with one arm and they've nicknamed him Octopus. And then underneath it, this is a screenshot of a thread on Twitter, I'd say. And David Hogg is another guy. A boy I work with is called Anthony, and he's only 5 foot, and he gets called Shetland Tony. Shetland Tony. That's outstanding.
That's brilliant.
Oh my God. Yesterday on the show.
I love it.
So we were trying to, we were still dealing with the wounds of the defeat over the weekend.
Yeah, fine.
Yesterday, it was we were talking about Gar the Pranks. There was one that the Clare Banner Boys did. Now, there was other carry-on going on from the Clare supporters bringing Gar the Stations down in West Cork.
Gar the Station.
How are you? I'm looking for my friend, McCarthy.
Sorry?
I'm looking for my friend, last name McCarthy, first name Liam.
I don't know. There's no Liam McCarthy here.
And then
look at me. He's going against me.
Come on, Rory. Oh,
impressed.
My God.
Not impressed, Rory, are you?
Not impressed. No.
Dave's not impressed either. He came in and gave us his opinion as well.
Tony, a bit of banter.
It reminds me of another Garda prank. Did you ever hear this one that happened up at my neck of the woods?
No.
So there's two Garda stations, Westport Garda Station and Castlebar Garda Station. And this guy got two mobile phones and rang them at the same time.
Westport Garda Station? No, Castlebar Garda Station.
No, you're on to Westport Garda Station.
No, this is Castlebar here, Castlebar Garda Station.
All right.
Yeah, who's this speaking?
This is Michael Tracy in Westport.
Well, Mick, what are you ringing here for? This is Castlebar.
We didn't ring you at all.
Well, I didn't ring. I picked up the phone. It rang here.
And I picked up the phone because it rang here.
Jesus Christ.
So what's happening?
I don't know what's happening.
There must be a meteorite hit the line.
Something must have done it anyway. We're all right here, are you all right there?
Not too bad, none of us want each other, so.
No, that's fine. Talk to me.
All right, goodbye.
Did he just say it must be a meteorite?
A meteorite hit the line. That happens all the time up in Mayo, by the way. I love the end of the call. It's like a really bad breakup. It's like, you know, none of us want each other.
None of us want each other, so.
That's it. It's all over.
That's just me.
Oh, that's very funny, I have to say.
I am not in any way condoning the pranking of Gardaí, and you should certainly never do that. Terms and conditions apply. On Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Radio. Let's do a little bit of showbiz. What have we got, Vic? What's going on?
Okay, Keanu Reeves has been talking about some of his fondest film-making memories. This was on the Colbert Late Show. So yeah. Stephen Colbert basically gave him an update on the anniversaries of some of the films that he's made. And then, as you'll hear in the clip, then asked him what some of his fondest memories about those films were. Have a listen.
Keanu Reeves, he must be one of my favourite actors of all time. He's just so kind and nice and decent. Yeah.
Some of the stories that I've read about him down through the years, they just stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, very generous,
very down to earth. And there's none of that Hollywood about him at all, is there? Have a listen to this.
Here we go.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, 35. Point Break, 33. Speed, 30. The Matrix, 25. And John Wick, 10. I'll name the film. Tell me your fondest memory of each one. Ready? Bill and Ted.
Friendship and acting with Alex Winter.
Point Break.
The genius of Catherine Bigelow and the beauty and professional Patrick Swayze.
Speed.
Sandra Bullock and Jan de Bont, the director, saying, give me the camera.
The Matrix.
The Matrix changed my life, and then over these years, it's changed so many other people's lives in really positive and great ways. And so, as an artist, you hope for that.
Yeah.
The Matrix. I've never seen The Matrix.
The Matrix trilogy, the first one was just groundbreaking. It was incredible. The second one was amazing. Third one was a bit of a flop. But do you know the Terminator movies are the prequels to The Matrix?
Oh, are they?
So basically, the machines that defeat John Connor's rebellion and then they put, you know, enslave humans into this artificial matrix, they tried so many times to kill John or Sarah Connor's, the lieutenants with Terminators, but failed. They did manage to defeat most of John Connor's forces. This is what I'm reading here. And the same machines of Skynet rule the planet, and then that becomes the Matrix.
Oh, wow.
And the Matrix then, of course, Neo is the chosen one. It's the story of Christ, the Messiah sent to deliver salvation. Oh. There's a whole weaving of the story of Jesus, and it's crazy. The links between them all is mad.
That's actually really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go away now and watch that. Chris Brown.
Keep the flags up. Keep the support going. It's a big Camogie weekend here in Cork. What chain of restaurants had a mascot of a clown? I wonder what happened to him. Because he was huge during a couple of decades. And again, I'm just wondering, is there a Stephen King connection to this?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Was it a case of it came along, the movie came along, everyone became terrified of clowns and they went, this isn't going to sell cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. They got rid of him.
Yeah.
Kicked him out the back door.
I wonder where he is now. He's probably in some bedsit in New York. Used to be somebody. He's still wearing the clown shoes and makeup running down his face. I tell you, kids, I used to be a big deal. Smoking a rollie. Covered in burger wrappers. Anyway, I digress.
He's gone off down a rabbit hole, yeah?
What chain of restaurants had a mascot, please? If you can name that, 0868104106. That is a qualifying question to win you €1,000 in cash. And we will get you on air at 8:15 this morning. Everybody feeling just a teeny weeny little bit better today, are we?
Yeah.
Are we getting there?
Roar's getting there, aren't you, Roar?
I'm going through the 7 stages of grief, to be perfectly honest.
I know. I have woke up this morning and I was still thinking about that game over the weekend. It was still front and center of thoughts. So I hope everybody's, you know, you're getting a little bit better. We've got the Camogie to look forward to
girls,
this weekend.
The girls are going to bring it, lads. I'm telling you now.
So good luck this weekend. It's a massive, massive Camogie weekend. Semi-final action against the Dubs.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoon is where it's happening. Try and get up there if you can and support the ladies. I mean, we want to keep the hype going.
We do.
And make sure that they know that they are being followed and being thought about, and keep the flags up and all will be good.
Yeah.
No doubt we'll have a rebel win this weekend. All right. Excuse me, sir. kind sir.
Yes.
Mr. O'Hagan, with your beautiful head.
I know, right?
You got any good jokes for me, have you?
Well, it depends on your definition of good.
Yeah. Dad gag central. Let's go for it. What have you got?
Why don't ants get sick?
Don't know.
Because they have little antibodies.
Vic, you're up.
I just called the paranoid hotline. The guy answered, "How the hell did you get this number?"
I've asked people on Facebook, on the show Facebook page, to give me a hand with jokes this morning. Kathy Fitzgerald, what did the grape say when it got stepped on?
Don't know.
Nothing, it just let out a little whine. Yay.
I went to an Indian restaurant, but they didn't have my favourite starter, so I had to leave. It was a non-starter.
Gary O'Sullivan got fitted for a neck brace a couple of years ago. I've never looked back since.
Times New Roman and Comic Sans walk into a bar. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve your type here."
Oh my God.
Lads, did you hear about the new corduroy pillows? They're making headlines.
I think I want a corduroy pillow.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Andrew's been on to me. I got hired by a guillotine factory the other day. Okay. I'll be heading there tomorrow.
I'm dating a soccer goalie. I think he's a keeper.
Ricky Gervais is on overtime this morning.
Why do electricians listen to Neil Prendeville when they work?
Go on.
To keep up with current events.
What is Whitney Houston?
What's that laugh? Rory,
where did that come from? You turn into the Joker from Batman when you're really happy with your own jokes. What is Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination?
Hand eye. I like that.
By the way, David Matthews or Derek Matthews gets the credit for that one. Thank you, Derek.
I have a hen that can count her own eggs. She's a mathema chicken.
That is brutality.
Oh, yeah.
On a similar vein, I failed math so many times at school I can't even count.
Oh, God, lads.
Sharon, how many heirs do Star Trek captains have?
Don't know.
Three. They've got one left ear, one right ear, and then you've got the final front ear as well.
Oh, that's good. I like it. I can't believe someone broke into my house and stole all my fruit. I'm actually peachless.
Rory, put this horrific feature to bed.
I've got two terrible ones. Can I do them both?
Do them both. All right, go on.
Okay. What do cows read the most?
Don't know.
Something moo related. Go on.
Catalogues.
Catalogues. Oh,
and finally, here's one for all you mind readers out there.
Oh, for God's
sake. Euro Pop Quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Bronx, you're officially banned from the show. That bad gag. Brilliant. Richard, good morning. How's things?
Morning, how are you?
Very good. Richard Coleman is here to take €1,000 off us. And listen, let's see how we get on. We have 10 questions, Richard. 60 seconds. Okay. You got to give me a correct answer for every one of them, and we're playing on our own. Isn't that right, Richard? And Richard's family in the background. He has assured me he's in the cone of silence on his own there now. Yeah. All right, let's go for it. 10 out of 10, buddy.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Richard, what chain of restaurants had a mascot of a clown?
McDonald's.
What is Paul McGrath famous for?
Soccer.
Who is the president of Russia?
Putin.
Question number 4. Sabrina Carpenter's boyfriend is who?
Barry Keoghan.
Question number 5. What kind of fish was Nemo in Finding Nemo?
Clownfish.
Question number 6. How much is the bullseye worth in darts?
50.
Question number 7. What age was the Queen of England when she passed away?
She was 94.
Question number 8. What music star and rapper will be a torchbearer at the Olympics?
No clue.
We spoke about him this morning. It's a cartoon character. Think of a cartoon character and a rapper. Like
a cartoon.
Yeah, like a Snoopy, oh. Snoopy kind of dog.
Snoop Dogg.
No, question Snoop number dog. Nine. Dangerously in Love is an album by who?
Beyoncé.
Jesus, you got the Beyoncé question. Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, Richard, we burnt up a lot of time. Snoop Dogg cost you a few bob. Mascot or clown in McDonald's?
Yes.
It was McDonald's restaurant. Paul McGrath is famous for football. Putin is correct. Barry Keoghan is correct. Clownfish is correct. 50 for darts. What age was your beloved queen?
I think she was 96.
She was 96, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you missed
two
that by
out.
The torchbearer was Snoop Dogg, Beyonce for number nine. And Richard, it's going to be another day, another dollar, my friend. I'm very sorry.
No bother.
We ran out
no
of time.
Bother.
Thanks, Rich.
Richard, we'll
cheers.
Talk to you again. We got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to you. And have a good day. Cheers. We'll talk to you another day, Richard. Good luck. Good luck.
Thanks.
If you want to play the pop quiz tomorrow, we give you a qualifying question. You get on the air, you give us 10 out of 10.
It's really easy.
And we'll write, well, it is when you're looking at the answers, I suppose. We'll give you €1,000 for 60 seconds work tomorrow morning here at Cork's Good Times Red FM. Now, I've got a very important question for you all. Have a think about this over the break and fire in a text message or a WhatsApp to us. Who is your hero in Cork and why? This could be anybody, a well-known person, somebody up the road. What is the reason that somebody is your hero? Drop us a message and a text. I want to give you a family day out at Photo Wildlife Park. You're going to go down and check out their new, incredibly impressive, multi-million euro investment that is the Education, Conservation and Research Centre. And they've got loads of great weekends on. Con has been on to me here saying, did I hear correctly during the quiz that Snoop Dogg is going to be a torchbearer at the Olympics? You did. You heard correctly. Yes.
It's pretty funny, isn't it?
It's hilarious. Now, there'll probably be smoke coming from all over the place, but there will be. He'll be holding the Olympic torch. Like, it's not the first time you've seen him holding a massive cone and walking down the street, but yes, he will be. He'll be doing a stretch of it. I think he does. He walk for a mile or something.
Well, I don't know, but he'll have the old tracksuit on and he'll have the gold.
Oh, you know it, the shades and
the bling.
Yeah,
he'll be blinged out, lads.
The opening ceremony taking place on Friday. 10,000 athletes gathering on boats near the Seine River as well. Beforehand, rapper Snoop Dogg will carry the torch through a suburb in Paris.
Right.
And then pass it on to somebody else.
So funny.
It has been confirmed.
Pass what on?
Made round to go around, Vic.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see what happens. So why they've signed Snoop Dogg up is for this very reason.
Random.
To get all the PR and the headlines possible.
Yeah.
But yes, Snoop will be flying into Paris. Today, by the way, there is some Olympic action on at 4:30 and at 8 p.m. Our sevens team are in action against South Africa. So they take on South Africa at 4:30 and then Japan a little bit later on. So they've got a couple of games to take here. To take part in. So like sevens rugby, they're probably, the halves are a lot shorter.
Yes.
Than your standard rugby game.
Right.
So there'll be two on today. And then tomorrow in the third game for the men's rugby, we take on New Zealand in the sevens. Red FM weather. Let's see, we were talking about Joe Biden earlier on with Biden's cash. So the 200 million that they've raised.
That's right, yeah. Where's it going to go?
Where's it going to go? Apparently, they can transfer that money over. If it was a separate person, a new person that wasn't the vice president, they wouldn't be able to use those funds, apparently.
Oh.
But Biden and Harris shared the funds in a campaign committee under a campaign finance laws that allows the president and vice president to run together as one ticket. Afternoon, Mr. Joe Duffy's on the line there. Hello, Joe.
Casey, the 200 million or so that they reckon is in the war chest for Biden's candidacy has already been handed over and renamed for Kamala Harris for her campaign.
Perfect.
That was all done the other day.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks, Polly.
Paul, ever thought of running for the presidency?
Oh, President,
he sounds like
President Paul to the
he's
table.
Talking about.
As somebody has pointed out, Joe Biden is going to be so annoyed when he finds out that he's not running for presidency anymore.
Oh.
Will we do the pun day game? Okay, here's the crack. Pun day game, every now and then on the show, you ring a business. This time it was a garage. You have to get a load of puns relating to a garage into the call. So anything to do with cars, anything to do with mechanics, repairs, any. Let's see how it goes.
Hello.
Hi, Braid. How's it going? Is that the garage?
Which garage are you looking for?
The one down on Douglas.
Yeah, there's one in top of Maryborough Hill here, yeah.
That's you, yeah. I got your number off a mate of mine there. He goes into you all the time. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Listen, I wanted to ring you about my car.
What's the problem with it?
What car
is it? What's the problem?
It's a 1999 Toyota Starlet. Belongs to me auntie. And it's driving me mad. I'm starting to tire of it. And if I don't get it sorted, I'm going to blow a fuse because I'm exhausted. I'm close to a breakdown, totally jacked off with it.
Yeah.
There's a little place there. You put oil into it. I think I might have put brake fluid in accidentally.
Oh yeah, not a bother. We can sort that out.
You might take a lamp at it soon enough. I'll drop it into you. What time do you close?
Tonight will be about 11 o'clock tonight.
I'm working in Visor. Do you know Visors?
Yeah, I know Visors, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an awful dipstick when it comes to the cars now. It wouldn't be the brightest spark at all. Not a bother. It's my auntie's car, as I was saying, and she would hose way more about engines than me, so she's going to give me some belt when she sees me. Not a problem at all. Can you give me any indication as to how much it would cost? Come on, sock it to me. Don't leave me in suspension.
Oh, probably around 900 quid, I'd say.
Would it be that much? Give us a break. That's nuts.
Who's this?
I'll check the funds now, but it could be clutching at straws. You know what I mean?
Is that Casey?
Do which one of the lads works for you that's a Liverpool fan? Do you know him?
I do that, I'm a Liverpool fan.
There's a lad there who's the bulb off that actor, Liam Neeson, is it? The fellow who played Michael Collins? Tell him that Liverpool of a new jersey. It's pink and black. It's very funny. It's a gas kit.
Tom, who are you on the phone to there, Tom?
I'm on to the garage there, Auntie. Just trying to get the car fixed there.
Close the window. There's an awful breeze coming in. I'll get me deck.
I'll close it there one sec. Sorry about that. I got interrupted by Auntie Freeze. I have to dash. I'm going to be wheelie late for an appointment. So I'll call into you soon.
Have you got nothing better to do?
See you later, kid.
Bye.
Breakfast with Now.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. It's 7:32. I'll tell you what, Kelly Murphy, you are some woman to squeeze a tea bag. I'm telling you. There are people out there that they think they can make tea.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they just put the tea bag in, throw a bit of water, they whip it around, then they put it in the milk. It comes in this milky.
Yeah. I know these people. I don't Murph, let people make me tea.
Murph is a pro. Yeah. Murph, do you want to reveal the secrets of a proper cup of tea, Murphy style? What is the secret to your success?
I think, now this might be crazy, but I like to add the water at not a boiling temperature.
Okay, that's very barista-ish of you. Yeah.
Leave it cool just to slipe it in the kettle before you pour. Then leave it brew for like at least 2 minutes. Like, don't even bother.
Do you count the teabag swirls when you whip it around in the when you spin the teabag in it?
I wouldn't be whipping it too much now.
And what about the teabag?
Just leave it there. Then give it a squeeze before you put in your milk. And I was really nice to you this morning. I gave you full fat milk.
Amazing.
I'm on the fat free.
You're a star. I just wanted to broadcast my appreciation.
You're very welcome.
For that surprise cup of tea. Lads and ladies. Here come
the day. Yay.
All right, this weekend, Saturday, Cork meet Dublin in the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship semi-final. Yes. How are we looking, ladies?
We'll get to that All-Ireland Championship, and it's a mental game. It doesn't even come down to skill set at that stage. There's no room for weakness.
Every team will have you analysed, and every team will have watched you last year and this year.
This is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. This is what I've done all my life. There's definitely nothing more than I would want than to win another All-Ireland.
Another All-Ireland.
Oh, lads, yeah, another.
They're murder for the All-Irelands, our Camogie ladies, aren't they? Just, they're absolutely incredible. So it's happening This Saturday, the throw-in is at 1:15 in Nolan Park, followed by Galway versus Tip in the semi-final at 3 p.m. They're an incredible crew, Rory, aren't they?
Yeah, get up and support them if you can. And get to another All-Ireland final. We can keep the bunting up and then for that.
They beat Waterford last year to win the All-Ireland, didn't they?
Yeah, so like the Rebels are a fantastic, fantastic team.
Yeah.
They deserve the support of the entire Cork community.
Keep the flags up, keep the window displays out there, and keep the support going for the Camogie ladies this weekend, because it's a big one for them. Best of luck, gang. 7:34 is the time. Right, we're on the way to €200,000 with your name on it. Hopefully you'll get that phone call on Friday, because it's a guaranteed winner. It's gonna go
with Casey. Red FM's summer cash machine.
Waking up at Red FM every morning, these are the kind of jackpots that we can give you to change your life. The incredible cash machine will pay out on Friday, guaranteed. So how do you fancy €200,000 dropping into your bank account on Friday? I mean, it's just ridiculous. One phone call, one winner, in 1 second, your life will be changed and your year will be so much better. So for €200,000, if you're in for the previous draw, you are already in. Remember, we're on a rollover. But there will be no more rolling. There'll be no more rolling. It's gonna go.
Yeah.
That €200,000 is guaranteed to drop into someone's bank on Friday. So the best of luck. If you're not in already and you'd like to play, text RED to 57557. That is the word RED to 57557. You must be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. T's and C's at redfm.ie. And the entry must be with Kira by 3 p.m. Not a minute afterwards, a minute before it. That is when we close the lines. You will not be in the draw. So please get it in now if you can, if you want to play. Text RED to 57557. That will get your name in the draw and your number in the draw. One random number is picked. We don't know your name until we call you. We don't know who you are. And then you tell us, hello, I'm Red FM breakfast listener blankety blank. Can I have €200,000, please? If you say €200,000 back to us and you answer your phone within five rings, that money's going to be with you on Friday evening.
Yep.
Text RED to 57557 if you want to play. The very best of luck, everybody. It's happening in 2 days.